This is the Prime Evening News for today, Tuesday, May 23rd, 2017. I'm your presenter, Linda Martin. In the headlines, police allegedly fired warning gunshots outside of Parliament today, Tuesday, just as the proceedings ended for lunch. Caribbean nationals nabbed again trying to enter U.S. via Puerto Rico. And Philippines President Duterte declares martial law on Mindanao Island. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and DFC Jazz and Creole. The details of these and more stories coming up.
The sweet sounds of Jazz and Creole, Dominica is calling. Unwind and chill May 28th to June 3rd at the Evergreen Anchorage and Fortune Hotels, Urban Garden Cafe, Hotel The Champs, Atlantic View and Riverstone Bar and Grill. Then on to Fort Shirley on June 4th for a day of true Nature Island vibes. Presented by the Government of Dominica with headline partner Discover Dominica Authority. Visit DominicaFestivals.com for more information. May 28th through June 4th, 2017. Dominica's Jazz and Creole, a smooth island vibe.
Celebrating mom can never be one day only. That's why Quartz is giving you up to 50% off selected items across the store. Plus, pay nothing for 60 days. Offer valid till May 31st. Terms and conditions apply. See in store for details. She's too momvelous to celebrate for just one day. So, get her something with up to 50% off selected items across the store. Quartz, bringing value home.
Welcome back. The third meeting of the second session of the 9th Parliament convened today, Tuesday, May 23rd, 2017. Protesters have gathered close to the Parliament building to express displeasure over a bill to amend the House of Assembly Elections Act, while police in riot gear kept a very close eye on things. However, what sounded like gunshots were heard outside Dominica's Parliament this afternoon, just as the proceedings ended for lunch after midday. Unconfirmed reports claim protesters approached the barricades placed in the vicinity of the Parliament by police, and it is alleged that police fired gunshots. It is not clear as to which police officer is alleged to have fired the shots. Police Chief Daniel Carbon had earlier warned that there will be no protest outside the Parliament building and that he was mandated by law to protect the proceedings of Parliament. Q95 FM Radio is following this developing story and will bring you more information in later newscasts. Former Dominican Prime Minister Edison James has commented on what he describes as alleged oppressive acts committed against the UWP parliamentarians this morning, today, Tuesday, May 23rd, 2017. Opposition leader Lennox Linton was not allowed to debate a proposed bill in Parliament because Speaker of the House Alex Boyd Knight said UWP leader Lennox Linton did not apologize for an alleged offensive statement made toward her at the last sitting of Parliament. However, the former Prime Minister made a forceful comment on the Speaker's statement on Linton's potential suspension. He said the Speaker acted contrary to the rules governing a parliamentary procedure.
I heard a while ago about the intervention of the Speaker with respect to Mr. Lennox Linton. I just want to refer to Section 52B of the Rules of the House, where it says the Speaker or the Chairman shall order any member whose conduct is grossly disorderly to withdraw immediately from the House during the remainder of that sitting. A sitting is the day. So when the day ends today, that sitting, when today ends, that's when the parliament adjourns or is suspended today, that sitting will have ended. So when whatever happened last time, when that day ended, the actions that the speaker directed, the effect of that ended. That is what the standing order says. That's Section 52B. Okay? So the suggestion, the comment by the Speaker that Mr. Linden is under suspension is incorrect. There's no provision for the Speaker on her own, as far as I can remember here, to suspend. It talks about at section, at 53B, if the offense has been committed in the House, the Speaker shall call upon a minister to move, quote, that Mr. So-and-so be suspended from the service of the House. A minister must move that motion, and the House acts. The Speaker has no authority in this context to suspend the member. And when what happened last week happened, and on the day it happened, any action against Mr. Linden ended there. So the Speaker should look at it.
Executive member of the Dominica Freedom Party, Dr. Samuel Christian, says the DLP government is emulating political strategies which manipulate the election process. Dr. Christian is urging supporters of the Freedom Party to remain focused, vigilant, and objective, and to work to ensure that the Freedom Party forms the next government.
Well, what happens in the countries that we, Dominica, the present government, emulates, like Venezuela, like Morocco, and China, for example, is that you get to a point where elections are held and the government in power gets 99% of the vote, you know, through a combination of coercion and manipulation of the whole electoral process. You know, when the last election that Saddam Hussein ran, that Gaddafi ran, they get like 98%, 99%. So that is typical of a dictatorial country. Okay, so what they are trying to do is to get to a point, as they've stated, they want to win all 21 seats.
Executive member of the U.S.-based organization Dominicans for the Defense of Democracy, Maslin Edwards, is extending her support and solidarity with Dominicans protesting against the DLP's proposed legislation they designed to amend Dominica's electoral laws. It is alleged that the DLP government is seeking to amend the electoral laws, allegedly to effectively legalize cheating and bribery in the future elections. That proposed legislation is tabled for debate in the current sitting of Parliament today, Tuesday.
My Dominican people, I am Maslin Edwards for the Dominicans for Defense of Democracy group based in the diaspora, which is your next door global community. And I bring solidarity to you, my brothers and sisters from the United States of America. This is the day that the Lord has made to stand up for your rights and fight for your country. It is the day the Lord has made to stand up for the future of yourselves, our children, and the unborn children who will be Dominica's future generations. It is the day the Lord has made to assume your rightful place in society and be the voice for what is right. It is time you speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. Ensure justice for those being crushed. Speak up for the poor and the helpless and see that they get justice. Today is the day to speak out and condemn the wrongful acts of suppression, oppression, victimization, and corruption that the Labour Party government has imposed on our beautiful homeland and its citizens. Today is the day the Lord has made to be the voice for the motherless, the fatherless, the poor, those who have been wronged, and those without a voice. Until you advocate for them and the country against the ravages of indiscrimination, you cannot claim patriotism or rejoice and be glad in this beautiful day the Lord has made.
Edwards is calling on religious and civil society leaders to provide advocacy against such laws and inappropriate actions by the DLP government and its political leaders wherever they lose their way.
North, I've turned a blind eye. My Dominican people, the integrity, transparency, and democracy of our homeland, Dominica, have gone up in flames while the churches and our men of cloth have turned a blind eye as our country spirals into an abyss. We ask, Why are you silent in the midst of such turmoil? We ask, are you waiting to hear from God like Moses from the burning bush? Or are you waiting for rivers to turn into blood? What have you done, O ye men of cloth? Have you sold your soul and your flocks for 30 pieces of silver? Bishops, pastors, priests, ministers, ordained men and women of God who are supposed to have a conscience. What can you claim you did for God in the midst of such adversity? We, the Dominicans for Defense of Democracy Group, remind you of your God-given obligations and responsibilities in Proverbs chapter 31, verse 8. But we will not hold a peace while a country is in crisis. And we ask you to speak now or forever hold your peace.
Owner of Jungle Bay Villa, Sam Raphael, says without the Citizenship by Investments program, there would be no Jungle Bay Resort. The original resort was destroyed during the passage of Tropical Storm Erica in 2015. Raphael says even with his proven track record, he could not get a loan to rebuild the resort. Speaking at a ground blessing ceremony on Sunday, he said the CBI program is a gift to Dominica.
And I will share as a developer that you don't have a lot of investment money going around the Caribbean, not just Dominica. And the CBI is a gift to this island. And I know some of us may have apprehensions and we need to talk about it and so on, but I'm just laying it out. We don't have too many small developing states. We have some serious challenges. So this is one way of Jungle Bay raising money. Even with our proven track record, I couldn't get a loan to rebuild this place. So if we didn't have the CBI, we wouldn't be sitting here having this conversation today. So I'll touch a little on this CBI thing, and I want to just, you know, encourage especially people who are in positions of if not authority, but of public trust, to be responsible. I'm not saying everybody have to sing like we're singing in church in the same hymn book, you know, Cardinal. But at least we all have a vested interest in the welfare of our island and our community. And whether we are batting or whether we are feeling, it's our game. So we all need to work together. CBI, like tourism, if we don't make, you know, people welcome, they will take their money and go elsewhere. It's just that simple. They have options.
Meanwhile, he says the new Jungle Bay will bring almost twice the employment opportunities to locals when phase one of the project opens in November 2018.
We're going to open a phase one with half of the development and finish the rest the next year. But by that time, we will hire 100 construction workers and we will need 100 hotel workers on a permanent basis. Sustainable jobs. In addition to the in-house employees that we'll have, the old Jungle Bay, we hired about, well, not hired, but we got produce and fish and flowers and everything from about 40 different workers. So this one being twice the size, let's be modest and say at least 60 farmers and fishermen will earn a livelihood in addition to these workers. So when we talk about sustainable development, even sustainable development from CBI funds.
The opposition UWP has identified corrupt elections here as one of the results of the lack of electoral reforms. But Trade Minister Ian Douglas says it is the behavior of the UWP leadership that is responsible for the electorate not having any confidence in their ability to lead. Douglas claims Dominicans are aggravated and frustrated with the behavior of the UWP leader. He said, this is not how responsible leaders of a country behave, and even more so political leaders hoping to form the next government of a country.
It is United Workers Party's behavior, the behavior of the leadership of that party, Lennox Linton, Hector John, and the others, Danny Luque and all of them. It is their behavior that is causing Dominican, ordinary, hardworking citizens of this country, in and out of Dominica, to continue to have no confidence in these guys. It is their behavior. Okay, yes, the government is looking, and yes, the government is performing, and yes, people have more confidence in the ability of Roussel Skerrit and the Dominica Labour Party to manage the economy and continue to steer Dominica in the right direction economically, socially, and politically. Yes, that is true. But half of the problem is Dominicans are aggravated and irritated and frustrated by the behavior of the leadership of Lennox Linton, United Workers Party, Hector Sparks-John, and all of the leadership of the United Workers Party. This is not how responsible leaders of a country behave. Even more so political leaders hoping to form the next government of this country. Those guys are supposed to be the prime minister in waiting, ministers of government in waiting, you know. But when you behave like that, no right-thinking Dominican can go to the polls and in good conscience put an X for any one of these guys.
Specialist in international finance and scarce commodities, Jamaica National Dr. Andre Houghton has called for a unified approach towards the engagement of cannabis. Dr. Houghton will be featured in the first ever symposium on the way forward for the engagement of cannabis today, Tuesday, at the University of the West Indies Open Campus. He said Caribbean economies can benefit from bioproducts and industries created from the use of cannabis.
Oh, the global business of cannabis is taking off and every country wants its share. Bloomberg has highlighted that they are moving towards creating an index for North America. If you check out marijuanaindex.com, you see there Bloomberg has started a North American index where people are investing in cannabis stocks and bonds. In South America as well, they are preparing in North America, and so are we in the Caribbean. Jamaica has taken a leap of faith, and we're looking how now to move cannabis forwards. If we look at the global model, Jamaica cannot do it on its own. We need the support from the other Caribbean countries, which is why we are here in Dominica to help you understand the global business of cannabis. Now, cannabis and its different byproducts are a variety of industries that the Caribbean can take advantage of. Where we stand now, our debt position has put us on the back foot, and we have been benefiting from our local industries such as tourism and the other services we offer. We really need that sort of product that we can move up the value chain from primary to secondary to tertiary levels of production. And our research has shown that the cannabis, given its different applicability, it along with hemp, is this type of product that will give us the sort of comparative advantage in trade, and also that which we can benefit from economies of scale given our mountainous terrain. So Dominica is perfectly poised, Jamaica is perfectly poised, and looking at the industry of cannabis, it is essential for us to understand that once a demand exists, there is always going to be a supply, and it is better if we regulate, put shape and structure and form to that supply so that the government and the country can benefit holistically.
Specialist in international finance and scarce commodity, Jamaican Dr. Andre Houghton. In the region, United States Customs and Border Protection Agency says Border Patrol agents arrested 7 Caribbean migrants found along with others inside a wooden Yola-type vessel as they tried to enter the U.S. via Puerto Rico. The CBP reports that the vessel was intercepted by Puerto Rico police officers near the town of Aguadilla on Sunday. Francisco Marte, age 47, Ramon Villa, age 36, both citizens of the Dominican Republic, and Herman Radames Vendrias, age 66, from Haiti, were scheduled to appear in court on Monday. They are facing charges for attempting to re-enter a prior removal that was subsequent to a conviction for commission of an aggravated felony. And Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has declared martial law on the southern island of Mindanao, where the army and insurgents have been fighting. The violence has left 3 members of the security forces dead and 12 others wounded, officials say. The measure, which will last for 60 days, allows the use of the military to enforce law and the detention of people without charge for long periods. Mindanao is home to a number of Muslim rebel groups seeking more autonomy. The violence in Marawi, a city of about 200,000 people, erupted on Tuesday as the army searched for the leader of a militant group that had pledged allegiance to the so-called Islamic State, the military said. Defense Secretary Delphine Lorenzana identified the militants as members of the Maute group. They had occupied a hospital and jail and burnt down buildings, including a church, he added. And that's the Prime Evening News, but first, a recap of our headlines. Police allegedly fire warning gunshots outside Parliament today. Caribbean nationals nabbed trying to enter U.S. via Puerto Rico. And Philippines President Duterte declares martial law on Mindanao. The news is brought to you through the very kind compliments of Course Dominica Limited and the DFC. Remember, if you missed any of our newscasts, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. Also, for any breaking story or latest development, send us your iReports via text or WhatsApp message to 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire Q95 News team, I've been your presenter, Linda Martin.